are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
It's the big special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond
Radio Way up Show. Here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. That's right, no stopping us now.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The voice you heard before was Gary Sinclair, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And folks, hope you liked the first hour. We got a lot more coming up the second hour. You're listening to the only, and I mean the only, nonprofit commercial radio show in this country for the visually impaired and blind. It's the only commercial radio show in this country. Would you believe that? That's right. We're all over the United States and Canada.
It's not a podcast, right?
It's not a podcast. You're listening. It's a radio show. It's not a podcast.
You make a mistake.
We're live. It's a radio show, not tape.
We're the real McCoy. We're the real McCoy.
That's right.
It's not a podcast. So if you're in your car driving, you can listen to the show. We're on the internet. Act, you can listen many ways, shapes, or forms. You can listen to on the little computer, you know, the little one that's called.
It's called a smart speaker.
Is that what it's called, smart speaker?
Yeah, because there's other brands, so that's why we don't say her anymore.
Well, I always say her.
There's other brands.
Alexa.
Caller Lady A. Caller Lady
Alexa.
A.
Alexa.
Alexa.
Or you can listen on TuneIn. You can listen on TuneIn Radio on your phones. You can listen on your phones. TuneIn Radio.
Stream Reader.
You can listen on Victor Stream Reader. Many ways you can listen to this radio show, whether in your car, on the radio, in your homes.
You can just click on our homepage.
Yeah. Many ways, shapes, and forms. If you can't get this show, you should write to us. We'll tell you how to get it. Maybe you don't like the show. What can I tell you? If you don't like the show, then you have to turn to another station. And if you don't like it, you still write to us. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can tell us why I don't like it. And by the way, for those folks, also, just want to tell you something else. I don't know if you know, we're a nonprofit 501c3. So if you want to donate, you can do that too. 501c3, believe it or not.
Right on our homepage is the donate button.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's not a secret. It's right there.
And if you want to sponsor our radio show, you want to help the blind folks out, people are vision impaired, sighted, do a lot of different things. You know, you folks listening to this radio show in different parts of the United States, if you have something to say, if you're doing something for July 4th tomorrow, you can call in. We're not going to bite you. This is the show for everyone. It's your show. Your show. Remember that. And for you sighted folks, you're more than welcome to call in. Like the gentleman who's playing golf, we have a fellow who goes to, remember, he drives home from work, he listens to the show.
He said he looks forward to it. That would be Kim. I think his name is
Kim. How do you remember his name?
Because I remember. That's why I'm here, Michael.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's younger than you, Michael.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. I didn't celebrate a milestone birthday. As a matter of fact, Gary and I are the same age. Gary, don't tell it. Okay.
No,
I won't. Now or wait till our guest? You would wait till after?
I'll wait till.
Okay. All right. So maybe. So call in. I know you're all listening out there.
All right, here's I'll give you a trivia right now.
Well, I can tell you how old you are. I already know. I know the truth for both you and Gary. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-huh, because I know what 25 looked like. Been there, done that.
Uh-huh. You know, Lynn, I got to tell you something today. How I know that I'm getting older is I talked to one lady that belongs to the VA, and I talked to my nurse. I was mentioning about, she always asked me about the radio show, and I was telling her about Peter Durante, our 98-year-old celebrity that calls on in. And I said, you've heard of Jimmy Durante, ain't you? She goes, no, who's Jimmy Durante? Now I know I'm getting old.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Can I just say somebody, who's John Wayne?
Yeah, oh, geez. but a lot of people our age, I wouldn't know.
Wasn't John Wayne a country singer?
Right. Well, better than that, some people listen to this radio show might never have heard of a phonograph record. The 45s we used to play with, or 78s,
true.
Or
33s.
They don't know what a record is.
They don't know even what a record. My grandson wouldn't know what a record is.
You know what else they don't know?
Don't we call them LPs?
A lot of people not.
LP, yeah.
LP, yeah. How about this one? A lot of people may never know. Listen to this one. What a phone booth was.
That's true.
A phone booth.
Well,
have a dime in your pocket.
If you're a lot of people will probably say that's where Superman changed clothes.
Right.
They might not know who Superman is.
No, everybody knows Superman.
Let me tell you something, Chris. Let me tell you something right now. Do you know how poor I was when I was a kid? When I was a kid, if you called my house, guess what? Nobody answered.
Street
nobody
party
was home.
Had a three-party line.
We were so poor, we didn't have answering machines. We didn't have computers.
They had a three-party line. Ask who knows what a three-party line is.
A lot of people don't know what that is either.
You don't know what a three-party line is?
Yes, I do.
That's where a phone would have one ring, another house would have two rings, and another house would have three rings. So you listen to how many rings. If it rang twice, then you know it was your phone. Yeah, you could pick.
All right, here's one that most people don't know. Were most of you around when they didn't have, like, wherever you lived, there's usually three digits on before your phone number. Three digits.
Exactly. Yep.
It's called area codes.
New York was like Plaza 9 and then the number.
But they didn't have it back then. Back then, years ago, they didn't have the three digits. They didn't have area code like you're going to call Philadelphia 215
right.
or you're going to call New York City 212. They didn't have those area codes.
They didn't have zip codes either.
No, they didn't have zip codes either.
It was after 61, I think. 1961 was the zip code.
All right, here we go. First trivia right now.
Now?
Yeah, this is an easy one. This is an easy one, but a hard one. Can you tell me who was the first, when, not, it's going to be who and when, was the first time they ever used a computer on television? The computer was on television for the first time. Can you tell me when? What I want to know, when something happened when they used it, the computer.
Oh, I think I know.
Anybody know it? 407-894-1680. You blind folks, sighted folks, you all should know this answer. It happened on television. I'm not asking what year. If you say
I
the year.
I wasn't Leave It to Beaver, I know that.
Yeah, but it was, they used it on television. What purpose? First time.
It's something else I was thinking of, but now I think I know what you're thinking of.
First time. Yeah, it was a fact. 407-894-1680.
You get me with that one because the computers. Computers wasn't evolved until after typewriters.
I'm talking about, I know this for a fact. The first time they used it on television. First time was ever used.
A computer,
yeah.
Well, I don't think you're going to get
so
any
calls. Was it during
407-894-1680.
I know it.
I'm going to give you a minute to answer that one. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. The first time the computer was used was when?
Was it during?
You don't think of any years. Just tell me when.
Wait, was it during the Watergate scandal?
No, I'm not telling you. You're gonna give me the answer. I'm not
it's
telling.
Really thought provoking. Let's think. I know. Yeah,
this you get me
fact.
With this one. You get me with this one.
I actually was thinking of two different things, but then I went towards the latter, and I whispered to Michael, and he said I was right. So.
Yeah. Something happened, and they used it on television for the first time. The computers were working.
Computers yep. on television. Mm.
First time it was on television.
Was it a comedy
so
show?
I'll give you a hint.
Wait. Was Jimmy Carter in office?
I'm not going to tell you that. But I'll just tell you this right now. It was on television, so you know it was after 1948.
Was it a sitcom? Comedy show?
No.
He's waiting. Michael's waiting for the people to call in.
Call in. 407-894-1680.
I'm trying to give a hint here. I'm trying to give a hint here.
That's what I'm trying to do.
So 1948, that means President Roosevelt was in office.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say, Chris?
1948, President Roosevelt was in office.
No, he's not. He died. No. 45, he died. 40, no, Harry Truman, 1903, was in office. Okay, anybody calling? Nobody's calling?
No.
Mike, you made this a tough trivia right here. Mike, this was a tough trivia.
I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay.
Ready for the answer?
Wait. I'm going to get this. You said 1948.
I didn't say 48. I said 48, Harry Truman. You said 48. 48 was Harry Truman was president.
Oh.
Or Eisenhower.
Ready for the answer?
TV show. Computer.
The answer was, here's the answer. It was a presidential election between Kennedy and Nixon.
I was given hits.
That's
right.
I remember the election.
They were tallying the votes on 1963 when 1960. When was the election?
It was Nixon and Kennedy.
So when they ran, what was it 1960?
59.
Well, No, 1560.
Kennedy was assassinated in 63.
So that, so it was the 60? Whatever year it was, the first
computers came out.
Like it was the first questions. Time was ever used was between the Kennedy and
the
Nixon.
No.
No. Kennedy and Nixon election.
No,
that's
but
100%
no, Mike.
I know the answer.
I don't know, Mike. I got to Google this because typewriters were out then. A computer really did.
Yeah.
Computers didn't really take off until like the 70s.
I'm telling you.
70s.
100% I know the answer. I would bet anybody. Nixon and Kennedy, 1960. Oh, that's when it was first used. 1960.
So they showed the electoral vote.
Well, Chris, that might have been the ENIAC. The ENIAC or one of those computers that took up a whole building.
It was a humongous computer.
Yeah, that took up like a whole building.
Yeah, it was huge. It was humongous.
The ENIAC, I think it was, like that.
Whatever it was called, it was called a computer. But it was they were tabulating the votes, and that was the election between Nixon and Kennedy.
Yeah.
And it took up like a whole convention place. It was humongous.
But that wasn't when computers were available for everybody.
No,
that wasn't when computers were available for everybody yet.
No, this was.
No.
Government.
Government.
Yeah, I was a part of the government.
All right. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Bonomy on Radio Show. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. Don't go away.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
If you can't be kind, at least have the decency to be vague.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. That's what you're listening to, Blind and Beyond. What's it about? Well, it's about everything but no politics and no religion. We discuss everything for the sighted community, the vision impaired community, and the blind community. Our job is to inform, to educate, all the above.
Entertain.
So if you got something to say, I'd like to hear from you. We're going to do a trivia right now. This trivia is an easy one. This is like they call me, give me. This voice you should recognize just by, well, you listen to them for a minute, you can tell who it is. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? If you can get it.
She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can. My motto, you better shop around.
Singing that song, 407-894-1680. Got a question for you, folks. For those folks that have lost their sight, I got a question for you. When I was sighted and in school, I learned to spell by vision. In my day, that's how you learn to spell, by vision. Now, it becomes a problem because I can't see. I got a problem. True story. So think about what I just said. You folks that are sighted, listening to this radio show, I don't know how you learned. When I went to school, you learned by looking at the word and spelling it. But if you can't see it, how do you spell it?
Well, I can answer that a little bit, Michael. I'm not into Braille anymore. I had trouble feeling it. But I
how'd you learn how to spell?
I could run my hands across G-A-R-Y and go, Gary. And then I go, Sinclair. And it just pops right out at you once you're used to the letters by Braille.
All righty.
It's as good as I said.
I think I got us a caller on the phone line ready to go in. I think he wants to answer this trivia. I'm not sure, though.
New caller?
No, he's not a new caller. He's called, but it's been a while.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to take a journey over to Winter Park, Florida, and talk to the one and only Derek from Winter Park. Derek, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Hold on. Stop.
Hey, Derek.
Sorry. Hi. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good, Derek.
Good. Yeah, I may have the answer. I remember the guy, he actually uses his name in the song, Shaka. I don't remember her last name.
What?
The person that was singing that song?
Yeah, who was it?
I believe it was Shaka, S-H-A-K-A.
No, no, I'm sorry. No, no, sorry, okay. Garrett. Wrong. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Okay.
That's it. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. So who knows? Anybody know it? I'll give the answer out in a minute. Nobody knows that voice? I'm surprised at you. I can't believe it. I can't believe you don't recognize that voice. I'm going to give the answer right now. For all those who don't know that voice, his name is Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Oh. Don't know that voice? Smokey Robinson Miracles. That song was called Shop Around. That was a big, big song called Shop Around by Smokey Robinson the Miracles. So, going back to what I was saying before.
I'll give you one thing harder, Michael, and that's, like I said, once you learn your Braille, you can feel it.
Yeah, but wait, you're saying Braille. Forget Braille for a minute.
All right.
The people who don't know, like myself, when I was sighted, I learned how to spell by my sight. Now I can't see it, and I don't know Braille. So if you don't know Braille, right, if you don't know Braille and you can't see it, then how do you learn how to spell?
Yeah, I can't.
If you don't know Braille. I didn't say you know Braille. That's the easy one, if you know Braille.
All right, well, like
the people
you said.
The people that go blind later in life, people like myself, that learn later and lose their sight when they're 60, 65 years old, and they don't know Braille. When you lose your sight later on in life, and there's a lot of people listening to this radio station right now that are either losing their sight or lost their sight. The question is, they don't know Braille. So the question is, how do you learn to spell?
That's the other thing I was going to say.
Somebody can
Michael.
Call in and ask me that question. Certainly would appreciate it. You can say about Braille, but I'm not saying Braille.
All right.
That's
well,
the easy part.
Here's your example. I was reading Braille with my instructor, and he said, okay, read this next word. And I go, he says, tell me the letters. I said, W-A-T-E-R. He says, okay, what's that spell? And I sit there and go, W-A-T-E-R. If I looked at the word where I could see, it's automatically water. But I couldn't remember it because I didn't see it.
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. For those folks that learned, they lost their sight later in life. They don't know Braille. And they learned it by vision. They learned to spell by vision, like myself. Okay? Like, you mentioned the word water. I got it loud and clear. Sometimes you can say W-A-T-E-R. What is it? And, you know, it doesn't hit you right away. It means water. So if anybody's listening to this radio show right now and you have a good opinion, call in. Like to hear from you. People later in life. And don't know Braille. If you come up and say Braille, I don't want to hear that answer because that answer, that's an easy one. Learn Braille. But if you don't know Braille, what do you suggest to learn how to spell?
First of all, it's not easy to learn Braille.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it was easy to learn Braille. I said someone who loses their sight later on in life.
Right. But
most people who lose their sight later on in life don't want to learn computers. They don't want to learn how to use the phones, unless it's an easy phone. They don't want to learn too much. They just don't want to. Like my brother said, who's sighted. My brother's 5 years older than me, and he's sighted. We discussed this a few weeks ago. He doesn't want to learn how to use a computer. Not because he doesn't want to. Not that he can't. He can if he wants to. I guess I can do anything, too, if I want to. I can do anything I want to except drive a car. And my kids, I want to drive a car. My kids don't want to go with me if I drive. So once in Daytona, Lynn wanted me to drive the car. Remember that, Lynn? She was stuck in the sand, and I helped her get out. She didn't know how to rock the car. I still remember how to rock the car.
Did you ever park your car on the beach, Chris?
Daytona disappeared again. He's,
must be on the phone.
A lot of people don't know how to rock a car.
No, you don't know how to rock it in the snow.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry. Say that again. I heard you call my name, and you're talking about being in snow, right?
No,
or on the beach.
Park your car at Daytona Beach in the sand because I couldn't get the car out. Michael did it.
She didn't know how to rock the car.
No, I know how to rock my car if I get stuck in sand or snow, but I just don't do it because I don't want to go through the hassle. Then you
what do you do, sit there?
No. I just don't park on the beach at all.
Okay.
Doesn't go in the snow.
But when you lived in Chicago, you must have done it.
Right. And when I lived in Chicago, what I did was I just kept a little small shovel in the car for in case purposes. Mm-hmm. That's how I made my hustle money. Listen, we got a phone caller calling in, not from the planet Jupiter, but from the city of Jupiter in Florida. Our good friend, one half of the dynamic duel, Christine. Christine, how you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Hi,
Christine. How you doing? Happy doing
hey, Christine.
Hey, you were asking how people learn how to spell later in life if they don't know Braille?
Correct.
Now, this depends if you have technology. You can always use your Lady A, or you could use F7 on your Windows computer. I still
spell
have to
check.
Learn how to do that on the Mac, but spell check and Home Assistant and Siri, those things would help with spelling.
What if you know how to use a computer?
Lady A.
Hmm. Lady A. Lady A will spell it for you. So will Siri.
Yep. Anything.
Well, yeah, but if it's not around Alexa, then what?
Oh, she'll spell anything for
trouble.
You. I use her all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, because I mean, sometimes there's stuff that doesn't appear in the computer spelling dictionary, and you want to know how something is spelled. And sometimes Lady A can help you with that.
Absolutely.
You know Braille, don't you? You know Braille.
Oh, yeah, I know Braille. But, you know, sometimes I write down Bible studies and stuff, and those Middle Eastern names do not show up in your spell check dictionary.
Yeah, that would be true. That would be true. So what are you doing for this weekend, girl?
My church is having a 4th of July picnic tomorrow, so I'm going to go to that.
There you go.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, stay in touch.
Okay, happy Independence Day.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
you're
folks.
Welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, folks, there's a lot of problems in this country. I heard a song today that was an unbelievable song. And the fellow who sang it said something. We're going to close the show tonight with that song, so I'm not going to sing the song. I'll just tell you about it. The song is called God Bless America. The fellas started by saying there's a lot of things wrong with this country, but he wouldn't live anywhere else. And that's why he says God Bless America. When you think about this country, how many countries would like to be, people in other countries would like to be in the United States, as bad as whatever you want to say about this country, because every day there's something going on that's terrible. Every day you're hearing something in the news that's terrible. That's one of the reasons we don't discuss politics on this show. But here comes the but. Being visually impaired, blind, or even sighted. What other country would you like to live? Because not other countries have what the United States of America has. It may be screwed up in many ways, shapes, and form. But the point is, listen to all the things coming out with products are coming out every day for people that are vision impaired or having problems. You know, Gary mentioned something, and I mentioned this many times before when I was sick, going to the hospital all the time. And I was going to the hospital all the time. And I used to tell you folks, being blind is not the worst thing in the world. Jeffrey said before, when he was talking about how great it is to be alive, his friend died, he lived. Yes, he's blind, but he can be with his wife and kids. When I was going through my problems in and out of the hospital, I used to say there's worse things than losing your sight. And that's one of the things that Gary said to me. I had five different doctors give me opinions. I had one doctor once they got my bladder. First thing he said, well, we'll take off your bladder. He like, ridiculous. And people might go to him, and maybe they got his bladder.
Example, Michael, look at Pop. He wouldn't have the operation he had and had the banana bag and all that stuff if you got another opinion.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
That
yeah,
was Thanksgiving weekend. There was only one doctor.
One doctor, yeah.
That's what happened. It was terrible.
They gave him an operation he didn't need. And then later on, we went to the VA. The doctor even said to us on the QT, he didn't need that operation. Yep.
It was the easy way out.
It was the easy way out for the doctor. She said she couldn't reach the cancer, which was so much baloney. But that's why, folks, when you listen to this radio show, we're here to educate you in more ways than one. And the first thing I will always tell you is get a second opinion. If something is really bad with you, get a third opinion. Don't settle for the first doctor you speak to. Get a second opinion. Make sure you go to a big hospital to check it out. Like I went to Wills Eye in Philadelphia, Bascom Palmer in Miami. Spend the extra few bucks. Go to another specialist. And don't stay in the same area. Oh, that's something else very important. If you live in Indianapolis, don't just stay in Indianapolis. Go to Chicago. Go somewhere else. And I said this because it was said to me. One of the doctors said to me where I live, he called it a garden variety. Don't stay in the same garden variety urologist. Go to somewhere else and check out other places what they have to say about what's wrong with you. Very important. So whether you're blind, whether you're sighted yourself right now, get second opinions or third opinions. Don't settle on the first doctor. Oh, and I have to say something else very important to our discussing this. This is very important. If ever you're going to go to a, let's call a meeting, could be a funeral, could be something important, and the meeting's called for 5 o'clock on a Saturday, if you have to drive, fly, train, whatever you're going to do, go there if you can the day before. At least early in the morning. Don't go in the afternoon, a couple hours before, because there's no such thing as plan B. If you go just a couple hours before the plane's canceled, you're finished. It's over. Can't make it then. If you go the night before, no problem. Yeah, they can cancel that flight, so you got the morning flight. No problem. And by the way, something you should always remember, 99% of the time, they never cancel the first flight in the morning. The first flight in the morning, they never cancel, usually, 99% of the time. Those are the flights that usually never cancel. So if the plane is leaving 5 o'clock in the morning, it'll leave on time. Yeah, it's true, you have to get up early, but at least you'll leave on time, no problem. So you got to plan all those things out, and this has nothing to do with your eyesight. Those are things that that you have to plan ahead. If you have any important things, in life. Plan ahead. Remember one thing. I always, Lynn and I always talk about plan B. What's plan B? What's plan B? You should always have a plan B ready to go if something is important to you. I don't care what it is. Plan B. Lose your sight? What's plan B? You got a job? You lose the job? What's plan B? You don't have a plan B? You better start thinking of one. Gary?
Oh.
You. You there?
Yes, I am. This is the fireworks.
You haven't? Oh, you haven't seen the fireworks. Okay.
Yes. People are blowing them off around here in the backyards.
Okay. Well, did you want to go into break now? Because I got a couple of questions.
Yes, we're going to break. We'll come right back. Don't listen. Don't go away. We're right back. Don't go away. Right back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful role in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wslined.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. Right now, we got a special tribute by Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ree. Hey, everybody. How's everybody all right. doing? All right. So, you know, I teach radio and television production. For those that don't know, I teach that during the daytime over at Daytona Beach. So some of the questions that I always like to ask is, you know, simple questions. So one of my questions today is, who was the first president to have his inauguration broadcast on the internet? 407-894-1680 is the number to dial. Who was the first president to use the internet to show and to hear their inauguration? What president? I need you to call me, tell me, and I'll let you know.
Good. You got that? The first president that was on the internet.
That's a good question, Chris.
Yeah, that's real good.
While we're waiting for the answer, let me just do my show wrap up, even though we're not wrapping up. Because then we want to play a special song before we go off the air. So yeah. I just want to get my two cents in. So I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Sheila Young, who will be exhausted when she gets back from the ACB convention in Omaha, Nebraska. But she'll be with us. And guests Todd LaFlamme and John Wano from Lighthouse Works in Orlando. That'll be interesting. And also Liz Alexa, author of her newly published book, The Poetic Journey, From Darkness Into the Light. So great show lined up for next week.
Terrific. I got a question,
What?
Hey, Chris, are you out there? Questions for Chris.
I'm sorry, I'm listening. Say that again.
Hey, Chris, could you still look up to see when a hot dog guy's going to eat some hot dogs tomorrow?
Okay, yeah, give me one.
I told you, 74 he ate last time. 74.
I know, I want to see what time he comes out so they can watch it.
Oh.
It must be at lunchtime. I don't know.
Why, because that's the hot dog hour? Is that the hot dog hour?
Yeah, hot dog hour.
Hot dog hour. Oh, brother.
Okay, 407-894-1680. Does anybody know that question? The answer to the question that Chris Shaw gave? That's an interesting question. President on the internet.
It comes on tomorrow.
The inauguration.
The hot dog eating contest comes on tomorrow between, it starts at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chris.
No problem.
But where? How do you listen to it?
Well, I guess it'll be on like ESPN News,
ABC, NBC.
ABC.
You're kidding. All those channels because guys eating hot dogs?
Yeah, on ABC.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got the phone line ringing. Hold on.
Don't forget, new callers first. Somebody ate all those hot dogs. Imagine that, 74 hot dogs he ate last time. She drank too much water.
A couple years ago,
she drank too much water.
Young woman.
Oh, yeah. You can die with drinking too much water. That's why the doctor said I should stop drinking so much water every day.
How much about a gallon do you drink a day?
I usually drink 64 ounces. Doctor, that's plenty. That's enough.
That's a gallon.
That's a gallon.
Oof. Yeah, that's enough.
Don't go more than that, he said. I try to say now around 35 ounces, something like that, 36 ounces.
All righty. Listen, I think we got us a brand new caller. The name doesn't ring a bell for me, but she's a new caller. Zanette, are you a new caller calling in?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Zanette.
Well, hello.
Wait. I have a question. What is your first name?
Zanette.
Are you saying Annette or Binette?
Zanette. Zanette. Got it. No, Z as in zebra. Zanette.
Binette.
Yeah.
So what part of the country are you calling from, Binette?
I'm calling from Ocoee, Florida.
Florida, okay. Well, the reason I asked that question is we're all over. So you might be calling from Canada, you might be calling the United States. So you're calling from Florida, okay, Binette. So what do you think the answer is, Binette?
I think it's Ronald Reagan.
Whoa.
Got that one right.
I wasn't ready.
Congratulations.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay.
Sonny's Barbecue. When it comes to ribs and it comes to all those good food, Sonny's Barbecue.
And Gary, they have what?
They have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town.
No, I wanted you to mention your garlic toast.
The brisket. Garlic toast.
Right.
Garlic toast.
She loves the way you say that.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody would get that tribute.
Zanette, hold on.
No, I didn't mean that.
Don't hang up, all right, Zanette? I need to get some information from you.
Okay.
And keep on listening. Call us in again.
Keep on listening, Zanette. Get paid to listen to the Blondie on Radio Show.
Okay.
I guess everybody's home doing nothing this weekend because we didn't get it. Oh, Christine's going to a picnic.
Yeah, I would have liked to get a call. I'd like to have somebody call and say what they're doing tomorrow. Anybody doing anything unusual?
Okay. Yeah. One or two callers real fast.
One thing you're not doing, you're not going to see a Philadelphia Phillies game tomorrow. They're not on. So you're going to have a barbecue, Gary?
No, I haven't a barbecue tomorrow. I ate too much the last couple of days. I'm going to take it easy tomorrow. Snacking.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I hear the fireworks going off in the nearby town, which means we can't get the dog to go out now after we go off the air. Dog's a scaredy dog.
Our dogs, when the minute the fireworks go, the big one, the little one, she runs in the background.
She eats a carrot.
The carrot. She eats or bites her carrot. The big one runs to the closet. She hides in the closet.
And Miss Green, when she was alive, and Bennett, when he was alive, they never cared about the fireworks.
Nope. Just the big one. The big one runs to the closet.
The biggest dog.
The biggest one.
She did
the big baby.
She came out.
She came out? She's out?
She's on the couch. Was
she on the couch?
She's listening. She's probably going to run away.
She's listening to us talk.
Yeah. Hi, Daisy.
Her name is Daisy May.
Daisy May. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to say, folks. I want to say thank you for listening. I want to say you all have a very good July 4th. Stay home. Be safe. Those folks are out there. Remember what I said. It's no joke. Second opinions, third opinions when you're going to do something major, when it comes to your eyes or anything else. When it came to something important to me, I had, believe it or not, I got five opinions.
We were driving all over the state.
Yep, we were.
Tampa, Miami, everywhere.
I went to big hospitals and got different opinions. I said one doctor once they got my whole bladder. We walked outside. Well, forget him. One doctor actually said, if you come down here, I'll fix you up right away. He was 250 miles away. So we drove down close to my brother where he lives, 250 miles away, went to this doctor. He looked at me for 5 minutes and said, sorry, I can't do anything for you.
After he bragged that he
35 years, he could take care of it in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Do you want to play that song? We need about 2 or 3 minutes. Chris, you're in the right here.
right now, we're going to play a song,
a special song.
This is not trivia. This is a great song by Ray Charles.
Yeah, get it all in.
Ray Charles, it's called America. Great song. Chris, would you play Ray Charles' song, America? Good night, everybody. Love you. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blonde Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Good night,
Johnny.
Stay safe for the holidays.
Be safe. Thanks, Johnny.
Yep.
Have a good night, everybody. Happy 4th.
Good night, Chris. You too.
Save it, bro.